Heavenly Father, as we together meditate on your word, fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we may always call out on our Lord Jesus in faith. And we pray this in his name. Amen. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. These are words which are written in the prophet Joel. They are quoted by St. Peter on the day of Pentecost. They are also quoted by St. Paul in his letter to the Romans. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Not only those who are morally superior, or those who are blessed with good health or wealth, or even those who go along with how people tell them they should behave. The text says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now today we are going to hear a narrative from the Gospel which shows in story form what this teaching looks like. I will be proclaiming the good news that Jesus Christ, who walked the way of the cross for us, who conquered death and the grave for us, who rose from the grave for us, and who lives to intercede for us, he is the one who gives salvation to all who call on him. The Lord Jesus is here to hear you and to save you. Well, let's listen to how this narrative begins. They came to Jericho, and Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, and Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. So in this story, Jesus, his disciples, and a decent-sized crowd are evidently travelling to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. In fact, the very next thing that happens in Mark's Gospel is Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. So that's where we are in the Gospel story. What we would call Holy Week is just about to begin. Now we hear that there is a man named Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is the only person in Mark's Gospel who receives healing who is named. And names are in a very important part of this narrative. Bartimaeus is blind and he is a beggar. In other words, he has nothing to give anyone. He is in a situation of life where he can only receive. And the text says he is sitting beside the roadside. Now, literally, from the Greek, you could say he's sitting beside the way. A couple of weeks back, I made a big deal about how the term the way is used in the Gospels. The way in the Gospels is not just any old road. It's the way that Jesus is on, the way to his suffering, death, and resurrection. It's the way of giving his life as a ransom for many. Not just any old road is Bartimaeus sitting next to. He's sitting next to the way that Jesus is on. Note, by the way, that in the previous three chapters, Jesus has three times predicted his suffering, death, and resurrection. And note also that just before his first passion prediction, he heals another blind man. So if you look at Mark's Gospel, you'll see that just before Jesus for the first time predicts his suffering and death, he heals someone. He puts saliva in his eyes. Do you remember this? You may also remember that the healing does not happen instantaneously. Jesus asks the man, "What do you see?" And he says, "People walking along like trees." The healing needs to take further effect. Sight has not yet come. So between that miracle of healing from the blind, healing for the blind, and today's reading, we have these three predictions of Jesus' suffering and death. In other words, there's something going on here about Jesus' teaching and path bringing sight to the blind. Okay. Bartimaeus at this stage is sitting beside the way that Jesus is on. He's stuck, you could say, in a way of life outside of the redemptive path of Jesus. But he's about to receive his sight and his salvation and to be called onto that way. In this reading, he moves from beside the way to being on the way. The text says, when Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Bartimaeus hears that Jesus is near, and he makes use of his name, of Jesus' name, by shouting it out to get his attention. Now we know what it's like to have people call us by our name. It gets our attention, whether we like it or not. Bartimaeus calls out to Jesus by name, and he also calls out to him as Son of David, as the inheritor of that great promise made to King David, that his throne would be established forever, as we read about in 2 Samuel 7. So, Bartimaeus knows Jesus by name. He calls out to him as the Son of David, as the Messiah. Of course, as we hear in the reading, Bartimaeus's calling out does not please everyone. Many, the text says, sternly ordered him to be quiet. But he cried out even more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, why do you think that many people ordered Bartimaeus to be quiet? The text does not say, so we have to use our imaginations to engage with it. And there are many, it seems to me, potentially correct answers. Maybe they tell him to be quiet because he is distracting Jesus from his goal. He is, after all, on the way to Jerusalem. Perhaps from the crowd's point of view for pilgrimage, but from Jesus' own teaching for his suffering, death, and resurrection. Maybe they tell him to be quiet because a blind beggar should know his place and not disturb somebody important like Jesus. Or maybe they just think he's a pest for shouting out. Again, we have to think about where they're coming from. What we know is that Jesus is on the way to Jerusalem, where he will suffer, die, and be raised. That is the path he is on. But now, somebody is calling out his name. And we know that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So what will happen? The text says, Jesus stood still and said, call him here. Jesus is on the path. He's on the way. He's going with his disciples and the crowds. Somebody keeps calling out his name, and so he stands still. It's always good to pay attention to the body language that is specified in the Gospels. Jesus, hearing his name, stops on his path. And he tells the people to call the man to him. Now, presumably, Jesus himself could have called Bartimaeus. Or Jesus himself could have gone to Bartimaeus, who, after all, is blind and can't find his own way to Jesus. But it seems that Jesus wants to involve both the people, presumably the same people who have been rebuking Bartimaeus, and Bartimaeus in what is about to happen. So now, the people change their tone completely, and they move from being people who would block the way to Jesus to those who become agents for opening the path. Here's what the text says. They called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up. He is calling you. There's something to think about here. Have you ever experienced that sometimes in your life people have been blocks to you on your path of discipleship, including people who have been near Jesus, pastors or leaders in the church or family members who profess the faith? They've said things to you, maybe given you sorts of rebuke, which have discouraged you on the path of faith. Maybe you yourself have done that to others as you think back on your life and the bad decisions that you've made and the regretful things that you've said. It seems to me in this text that Jesus wants to involve these very people in now no longer being agents of blocking, but paths to him. You could say there's an act of grace here on Jesus' side. He gives them a better word to say. Not a rebuke, but an invitation. And they give this invitation warmly. Take heart. Get up. He's calling you. This helps us understand that when it comes to bringing people to Jesus, we do better to hand on Jesus' word than state our own opinions. The crowds thought, it seems, that Jesus would not want to pay attention to this man, but the word of the Lord Jesus was a call. Now, St. Mark adds a curious detail in what happens next. So, throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus sprang up and came to Jesus. What do you think is going on with Bartimaeus throwing off his cloak? Why do you think Mark adds that detail in the narrative? Again, the text doesn't say. We have to think about what's going on here. Maybe unlike the rich man we've just heard about, Bartimaeus is willing to leave everything, even his very cloak, and follow Jesus. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe Bartimaeus comes to Jesus hiding nothing, coming to Jesus just as he is, like we say in this first hymn for today's service, just as I am. Maybe Bartimaeus throws off his cloak because in coming to Jesus he knows that whatever belongs to his old way of life will now be useless compared to the clothing that Jesus is about to give him. These are all possibilities, and no doubt there are more possibilities for us to think about why St. Mark includes this detail. But what we know is what Jesus then asks. Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" This is the same question, by the way, that Jesus asked James and John when they came to him just beforehand in the gospel. They want to share in Jesus' glory, to sit on his right and left hand side. But Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus, the beggar, has a simple request. "My teacher," he says, "let me see again." Notice here, by the way, that Bartimaeus is again referred to as the blind man. He comes to Jesus in his need with nothing to offer. And he asks for a gift that only the true Son of David, the true Messiah, can give: sight to the blind. Go back and read the Old Testament when it talks about who this true king will be. One of the markers of his reign is the giving of sight to the blind. Now let's remember again, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Jesus has stopped on his path. He has had the man called to him. He has had the man give him his request: "My teacher, that I may see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Now, "your faith has made you well" is a fine translation, but a more literal translation from the Greek here would be, "your faith has saved you." It's the salvation word which is being used here. The same word that's used in Joel, that's used by St. Peter, St. Paul. Bartimaeus, the blind. Bartimaeus, the beggar. Bartimaeus, the one who was sitting beside the path that Jesus was on. Bartimaeus, who had nothing to give and everything only to receive. This named man calls on the name of the Lord and is saved. He's healed, he sees. He's saved, he follows Jesus on the way of suffering, death, and resurrection. Jesus tells Bartimaeus that his faith has saved him. And indeed, Bartimaeus responded to Jesus' call, the call made through the very people who had rebuked him. That didn't put him off in coming to Jesus. Bartimaeus left his old way of life and came to Jesus just as he was, trusting that the son of David would show his rule in giving his salvation. Bartimaeus' faith saved him. But if you had asked Bartimaeus, how have you come to be healed? How is it that you are now on the path that you are on? Do you think he would have said, I'm on this path because of my faith? No, he would have said he's on the path because of Jesus and what he has done. Bartimaeus did not have faith in faith. Bartimaeus had faith in Jesus, the son of David, who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Brothers and sisters, in our natural spiritual blindness and in our natural spiritual poverty, Jesus passes on his way to the cross, and we are free to call out to him. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. As we receive the call of Jesus in our own lives, even through weak and fallible human beings, let's not be ashamed of what we lack, but look to him who is near to save. And let's respond in trust, in faith, knowing that our Lord will give us the gift that he gave his life for, the salvation of our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus. Amen.